In the Big Lake of the Mind, it's page 204. The part where it says, Be'al Kane. Then I'll start it off in this Torah by talking about the fact that at times a person gets a thought of tshuva and then it cools off. Rabbi Nezal says you have to know that this item a person has to battle constantly. As he rises to different levels, the Eitz HaRa strengthens itself against him and he has to work against it constantly. Then Rabbi Nezal spoke about the different types of the Eitz HaRa that there are. The Eitz HaRa that regular people have, Rachmon al-Atzlan, and the Eitz HaRa that Tzadikim have, which Rabbi Nezal referred to as a Malach Kodesh. And Rabbi Nezal said that they're all tied into the concept of din, hamtokas hadin, and that's the whole concept of the Yetzer Hara by the big ones and by the small ones. And Rabbi Nezal went in a little to explain the topic of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, to explain how there, what seems to us as a physical test to them, wasn't anything like that at all. It simply referred to an inyan of hamtokas hadin that had to do. Not simply, Rabbi Nezal says it's a deep item which we don't really understand. This is where we had left off. Rabbi Nezal says now, V'alkein, and therefore, mi sheyesh olav dinim chas v'shalom, a person who finds that he has dinim upon him, he has the harshness of Hashem upon him. What would be an example of a person who has din upon him? A person who is chas v'shalom sick in any manner, a person who has any type of financial difficulty, a person who is in any type of moklim tsar, he's in a state of doichek, any type of doichek whatsoever. And a person is suffering from a certain from any type of tzorah. He has to know that that's a time to take extra care and extra caution in strengthening himself, in rescuing himself from the Yetzer. Why? Rabbi Nezal emphasizes, Ki ikara ha-yetzahoro hu mehadinim. The main yetzahoro comes from dinim. Ki afilu ha-yetzahoro ho-av v'hagashmi. Shilachirus ha-damim. Even the thick physical yetzahoro, which we discussed last week, which comes from the spoilage of the blood, the vadai yeshloi sheirish lamala himenu. Certainly that yetzahoro has a sheirish, an origin from which it comes from. And the Yetzirah which is above that one also has one which is above it, an origin which is above it. Rabbi Nezal says there are many, many different types of Yetzirah. We'll do this item on the side for a minute. This little asterisk that points to a small paragraph on the side. Rabbi Nezal says, even with regards to coming close to Hashem, Yesh Yetzahora Godel, there is a very great Yetzahora. Kloimar, Rabbi Nezal explains, Shelefa'omim Ribui Hahislahavus Chutzmehamido. Sometimes when a person becomes very, very much aroused in wanting to come close to Hashem, to the point where it's too much, Chas V'Shalom, Humei HaYetzahara. There are times when this is a type of item which is caused by the Yetzahara. It's the Yetzahara that tries to turn up the fire too high. Kizehu Bechinas Pen Yeresu. This is the concept that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu when he warned Bnei Israel, that when Hashem was going to give the Torah to Bnei Israel, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can go up on HaSinai, but tell the people that they shouldn't dare to go up on a mountain, because Pen Yeresu, Lalei Sel Hashem, maybe they'll chas v'shalom make the mistake of trying to come too close to Hashem, v'nofal mimenu amrov, and many of them will chas v'shalom fall away. As Rabbi Nezal explains this whole concept in another Torah Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nezal says there is a very, very great Yetzahara when a person starts coming close to Hashem, which tries to get the person to overdo things so that the person's avodah won't last, it won't have a kiyum. Whereas if a person starts small and tries to build every single day to increase gradually, that person's avodah can have a kiyum. V'alkein b'sha, and how do we know that each person is in this category of going up on Har Sinai? We have the pasuk in Tehillim, Mi'al b'Har Hashem, or Mi'yokum b'mkan kotshei, which certainly applies to every single person. V'alkein b'shas matan Torah, therefore, at the time of matan Torah, when the Jews were making a whole new beginning in coming close to Hashem, Hizhir Hashem Yisporach l'Moshe, Hashem warned Moshe Rabbeinu, Reid ho'eid bo'om, go down and warn the people, Pen Yerusal Hashem lirois, that lest they try to climb up too close to Hashem to see what they're not supposed to see. Ki Yisrael ho yuoz b'mayla gedayla. Bnei Yisrael at that time were at a very, very high elevation. V'hustruchu lahazhiro me hayetzahoro sheyesh v'hischarvus l'Hashem yisporach. Therefore, there was a necessity to warn them of this Yetzer Hara, this type of Yetzer Hara, which is present when a person starts coming close to Hashem. Now to go back. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'yesh Yetzer Hara she'inoy megushim kolkach, she'inoy me'achiras adamim." There is a Yetzer Hara which isn't that physical. We just spoke about before. Before we went off on this tangent for a second, we just spoke about a Yetzer Hara, which comes from achiras adamim, from spoilage of the blood, a very base type of physical Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Nizal says, "V'yesh Yetzer Hara she'inoy megushim kolkach, she'inoy me'achiras adamim." Achu bechinas klipo daka. This Yetzer Hara now is a very, very thin type of klipo, a very delicate type of item. Vegam ze ha-yetzer hara enoy ha-yetzer hara shel ha-kedoshim ba'alei chochma v'da'as. And even this Yetzer Hara, which we're describing already as not a regular type thing, this is still not the Yetzer Hara that applies to the real ba'alei chochma and sechel. Ki etzlom hu rak ha-yetzer hara shelemalo shehu malach ha-kodosh. By them, the only concept of Yetzer Hara that exists is a Malach HaKodesh, a very, very holy angel, which is an angel of Din, which they have to battle with. Shehu b'chinas gevurois v'dinim, v'hu tachlis ha-sheresh ho-elyoin shel kol ha-yitzrim roim. And this Yetzer Hara that the great tzaddikim have to contend with is the origin of all the Yetzer Haras that all the different people in the world have to deal with. It's just that on their high level, it's a Malach Kodesh. When it spirals down to lower and lower and lower and lower levels, to the level of normal people, that's where it becomes a base Megushim type of Yetzer Hara. Mehayetzahora Elyoinat Ayetzahora Tahtoin Hamegusham Vamezuham Hashete Vahapesi Vasochal. This Yetzahora is the origin of all Yetzaharas, starting from the highest, the uppermost Yetzahara, to the lowest Yetzahara, which is physical and disgusting and foolish in every type of manner of foolishness. Achiras Hadamim, which we referred to before as a spoilage of the blood. Al Kain, Rabbein Azal says, based on this, we have to know that kishiyesh alodom dinim, when a person sees that there are dinim upon him, and again, in whatever manner the din manifests itself, me'achar shemizgaber olav gvurois v'dinim shehu hasherish al kol ha'yetzer hara, once he observes that these gvurois and dinim are trying to strengthen themselves over him, which are the origin of yetzer hara, because we had explained last week that the origin of yetzer hara is yitzra, is begimatria eish, which is the milui of elikim, which is din. Alkein oz mizgaber olav ma'oyet ha'yetzer hara shelo. Therefore, a person will notice that when he's sick or when he's in a time of tzara, many, many times he'll observe that the yetzer hara at that time works very much against him. It strengthens itself against him. V'tzorich hishtadlus v'hischaskus al zeh. And a person has to put in a lot of effort, a lot of diligent effort, to be able to destroy that which is coming to attack him specifically at that time, at a time of tsar. V'teda, Rabbi Nizal says, you should know, shehayetzahara shel roiv ha'olam shehu achiras hadamim, that the yetzahara of the majority of the world, which is a spoilage of the blood, hushtus v'shigoin v'sichlus gadol, is a very silly, stupid, ridiculous type of item. As the Gemara says in Saita, Ein Odom Oiver Avera Elo Imkein Nichnas Boi Ruach Shtus, that a normal person only commits a sin if a feeling of stupidity entered into him. That's the wording in the Gemara. Ki be'emes yesh ruach shtus shel aveira shehu chochom godol yoiser mikol hoylam. Rabbi Nizal says, factually, there is a certain type of ruach shtus for committing sins, where that shtus is much smarter than the entire world. Va'afal pikein hu ruach shtus, and yet, because it's something that leads to sin, it's still classified as ruach shtus. Ach zeh ho ruach shtus shel roiv ha'olam hu shtus mamish. But that's not the ruach shtus of the general world. The ruach shtus of the general world is nothing deep and nothing smart. It's a very stupid, dumb kind of item. Shtus mamish, evil, pesi u'meshuga, foolish and stupid. And Rabbi Nizal says, I'll prove it to you. If you'll study and observe yourself, you'll see sheyesh kama bnei adam, there are many people sheyesh lahem hirhuri avodah zarah, who have thoughts of avodah zarah, thoughts of atheistic type of thoughts, where it occurs to them at different times, chas v'shalom, as though there's no Hashem, that type of thing. There are those who, where at the time they go to daven, there comes before his eyes the image of an idol, chas v'shalom, whether it be a cross or something like that. Although this person knows that that item has no substance to it whatsoever, still, this item works against him, it strengthens itself against him, and this form conjures itself up in his mind and stands before him. And it's very difficult for the person to remove this from his imagination and from his thoughts. And now observe, Rabbi Nezal says, is there a bigger foolishness and stupidity than this? And certainly, one who has these imaginary thoughts coming against him, it's very, very difficult for him to rescue himself from them, and to remove them from his thoughts. And the more that he tries to strengthen himself, and he throws his head from one side to the other to shake these thoughts out of his head, these imaginative thoughts keep getting stronger and stronger, working against them more and more. Kize teva usegulas shel elu hayitzrim horoim hamizuhamim, because this is the nature and the norm of these evil, disgusting types of inclinations. That kol ma sheroitzem lehizgaber aleil hamachshavos, the more that a person tries to battle these types of thoughts, yoser veyoser heimizgaberim, they strengthen themselves still more against the person. Why? It's like a person who tries to run away from someone else who's chasing him, whether it be another person or a dog that's chasing him. And the person looks out of the corner of his eye to look behind him at the item which was chasing him. And even a dog has the intelligence that when it sees the person looking back with that look of fear, that's what instigates the dog or a person chasing him to chase him still more, to go after him more. Because he wasn't able to remove his thoughts from it. Whereas if he could get it out of his mind and stop thinking about it for a minute, just ignore the item completely, ignore the dog or ignore the person that was chasing him, that would cause the item to stop more than anything else. The person keeps looking back at this thought to see if it's out of his head, and that's what causes these types of bad thoughts of Avodah Zarah to be misgaber more and more against the person. And Rabbeinu Zal says, understand this very well. We're telling you a fact of life. We're telling you something that you're going to experience, and if you'll study it carefully and honestly, you'll be able to observe that it's exactly the way it was presented here. That's exactly the way it is in real life. As is known to each and every person who was trapped in this item, who was captured by this item. And he has these types of thoughts, chas v'shalom. And based on this, in other words, if we show you what the whole item is, that it's nothing, and the more you think about it, the more it strengthens it. It's an empty kind of thing. The more you see, the more you understand that, Rabbi Nezal says, you can get to realize that it's a shtus, it's a silliness, it's a stupidity. And the only thing that generates this is a spoilage in the blood, a spoilage and a confusion of the brain. Rabbi Nezal says, "Ki zeh yadua lakol," because this is an item which is known to all normal people, she'avodah zarah ein bo mamish, that idols, there's nothing to it. It's really nothing. The cross and all these symbols that they use and all the items that they worship, it's really, really nothing. And still, it's still very, very difficult for a person to get these thoughts out of his mind. Because his mind has become spoiled and very mixed up. Now you can see proof to this, proof for this, you take an unbelievable moyach. What greater brain do you have than Rabbeinu Zal himself? Rabbeinu Zal himself told his talmidim that when he was first starting to come close to Hashem, one of the incidents that he had, when he used to, the place where he used to go for his spedidus, there was a place in the forest where the Goyim had put up some kind of memorial there in the forest where they had a big cross there. And Rabbeinu Zal said that whenever he used to go to that forest to daven, to have his spedidus, that item would bother him. The thought that this item was there in the forest bothered him. It was in his mind, and it was hard for him to get it out of his mind. Now note, this was Rabbeinu Zal. You see that there does exist this concept of a thought. In other words, now this item isn't maybe as prevalent in those days. The item of Avodah Zarah was more alive and more closer to the Jewish community. They saw it more than we see it today. And Rabbeinu Zal at that time asked Hashem, he in a sense tested Hashem. This was one of three items that Rabbeinu Zal begged Hashem, that Hashem should do this item as a favor to him in order to show Rabbeinu Zal that Hashem really loves him. Rabbeinu Zal asked that Hashem should make a miracle happen, that this cross should go away. And Rabbeinu Zal said that what happened was one time while he was there, he saw this whole item sink into the ground and it was never seen again, period. But again, you see from here the fact that this item can be mevalvel, even such a type of moyach. Although the item itself is nothing. And yet it has in it a power to cause bilbul, to cause confusion, to mess up the person's thoughts. Kain elu hahirhurei znus sheyesh l'roiv ha'ilam. Rabbeinu Zal says, so too, the thoughts of znus that the majority of the world has, rachmona litzlan, thoughts of all types of wrong relationships with women, bifrat kisheroye be'enov, especially when a person sees something pass before his eyes, kegoyin bo'es shenizdamein lefonov isha, when a person sees a woman or a girl that's of this type that would entice him, ukeshehu roitze liyos ish kosher, when a person wants to be a good person, a religious person, ve'enoy roitze elu hahirhurim, and he doesn't want to allow these thoughts to reside in his mind, and he shakes his head, not necessarily physically, mentally, he battles within himself to get it out of his head. He tries to remove these thoughts from him. And they keep getting stronger and stronger and more difficult to combat. Rabbeinu Zal says, in all honest truth, a person who has seichel, this item to him would definitely be a big stupidity, a big silliness. And he doesn't even consider it any type of big deal that he should be able to look at a woman or a girl and not have any type of bad thought enter in his mind. This item doesn't impress him at all. It feels normal to him. He doesn't have to battle at all and shake his head at all, shake his thoughts at all. It comes natural to him not to have the hirhur. And just like to most religious people, the thought of Avodah Zarah, idol worship, is stupid and silly. So too to this person who is zeicha to be an ish kosher, to him the thoughts of znus, items pertaining to women that are illegal, that to him is just as silly as the other item. That's why you find in the Zohar Kodesh, in Parshas Kedoshim, the Zohar Kodesh tells a story that Rabbi Shimon Yochai was walking with his talmidim, and the Zohar Kodesh says, Rabbi Shimon Yochai kad chozo nashin shapirin, when he saw pretty, beautiful women, Omar, he said to his talmidim, let's walk very quickly to get ahead of them. Why? Because the pasuk says, al tifnu el hoelilim, don't turn to look at the idols, which means, Rabbeinu Zal says, kihein bechinas elilim, this item is actually a type of idol worship. There are people who worship a stone, a cross. There are people who worship women's looks. It's an item that attracts them. Just like another person is attracted by this religious article, this moron is attracted by this physical being. This physical body causes an attraction. And just like thoughts of idol worship, atheistic thoughts, are actually a stupidity and a silliness to most religious people, to most of the world, so too, these thoughts of znus are just as silly and just as stupid. Okay, so now we presented the problem, pretty much. Rabbi Nassar presented, he discussed, he reviewed different types of people with different types of problems, with different types of thoughts, with dinim, with all different levels of Yetzihara. What now? What's the solution? Rabbi Nassar says, Al Kain, therefore, Iker HaTakona, the main solution, Mi Shekvar Nilkat Bozeh, to a person who finds himself already trapped by these items that we've discussed in this whole Torah, V'yeshlei Elo HaMachshavos, and Rachmana Litzlan, he has these types of thoughts, Hein Hirhurei Znus, Hein Hirhurei Avodah Zarah Chas V'Shalom, whether it be thoughts, bad thoughts pertaining to women, whether it be bad thoughts pertaining to idol worship or atheistic type of thoughts, Ein Lo Takana, the person has no alternative, Rak Sheyekadesh V'Yetaher Gufoi, he must make holy and purify his body, in order that the blood within him should become pure and clean. And he has to see to it. He's required to go to a chacham or emes, to a true smart person. And that person should show him how to correct what he's done wrong so far. Darkei hachachma, the ways of wisdom. Eitzeis nechainas, proper advice, called over, as to how to contend with each and one of these different areas that we'll discuss in this Torah. Oz yikona levovoi he'orel, then this person's filthy heart will become nichna, will become subdued to Hashem, v'shav, and the person will do tshuva, v'rofoloi, and the person will be cured. Avol kol zman she'adayin lo niskadesh v'nitar gufoi, as long as a person has not yet made holy and purified his guf, ein shum takono ma shemizgaber u'misameitz, all the pushing and gritting his teeth and everything is no help whatsoever. V'yesh lo yisurim gedoy lo nasalik ha'machshova, and he suffers terribly trying to get rid of these thoughts. All of that won't help him a bit. Because the more he'll work against it, the more these items strengthen themselves against him. So the only solution is that a person has to take himself in his own hands and work at purifying himself very, very much, and go to a Chacham Emes. The Chacham Emes should show him how to correct what he's been doing wrong so far, and what he should do for the future in order to be zeichet, to be pure in serving Hashem. Rabbi Nizal says, also, we want to tell you also, Gam atzvus hu mazik ma'od, sadness and depression hurts, causes very a lot of problems in all of these items that we just discussed. V'naisen koyach lozeh hayetzahoro ho'av hagashmi, and it gives power to this thick physical yetzahoro. Why? Because atzvus is din, vayis atzev eliboy. Atzvus is in the heart. The heart is the mokor of din, bina, the redness, all the redness of the blood comes from the heart. When a person chas v'shalom has atzvus, that's what gives, that's what pumps fuel into the yetzer hara to be able to harm this person. Al kain, therefore, Rabbi Nizal says, adarabo. Just the opposite of what you would normally think. Im roitzel lihiyos yirei Hashem, if a person wants to be a yirei Hashem, v'roitzel espalel, he wants to be able to daven, v'einai roitzel be'el hamachshavos rois, and he doesn't want these bad thoughts, tzorich sheloi lahashgiach aleihem klal. The trick is not to try to battle it at all. Rabbi Nizal brings the lashon layichnois in pituyav b'yetzahara. He shouldn't get into any discussions or any conversations with his yetzahara. Don't think about it. Just ignore it completely. V'shelo yichpas lei mashalim dem lefonov. It shouldn't bother him at all that these thoughts are there. Ignore it. Leave it alone. Mind your own business. Stick to thinking about perish hamilos of what you're davening. V'rak yaseh sheloi b'mashehu oisik. The person should stick to doing what he's supposed to do in whatever he's involved in at the time. B'teira, oy tfila, oy masumatan. Whether he's learning at the time, whether he's davening at the time, whether he's at work. Whatever you're doing, put your mind into that and ignore any other thoughts that are starting to come into your head or that are in another area in your head. Concentrate on whatever you have available to you at the time. If you have a sefer in front of you, concentrate on the words in the sefer. If you're in the middle of tefillah, concentrate on the words that you're saying. If you're in the middle of work, concentrate on the work that you're doing. If you're in the middle of swimming, concentrate on the swimming and get your mind away from these silly, from whatever bad thoughts are floating around at the time. v'leyer.
Why don't you want to look on tzitzis like the Yeshiva says?
That's one advice. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Nezal says, what if you don't? What if you can't look? Look, the thought comes before you have a chance to pull out your tzitzis. Rabbi Nezal says, just train your mind to be able to lock in to whatever it's doing at the time. In other words, whenever an outside thing starts floating in from left field, you just grab the reins again, and you pull the horse onto the track that you want it to go on, and that's it. Rabbi Nezal says in a different Torah that the mind is like a horse. It's got reins on it. You have the power to control, to switch gears, to put it in reverse, fast forward, any way you want, at any minute that you want. And the key to it is not to get involved. Whenever you see these thoughts coming, don't allow yourself to get caught in it at all. Just switch, shift over gently into whatever you're doing, concentrating on whatever you're doing, and that's a guaranteed item to work. You're looking at the tzitzis. There are times where a person could look at his tzitzis, and yet he's still thinking about that item, and he can't pull himself out. Whereas if you'll take the brain itself and just lock it into something else, whether it be a book, whether it be swimming, anything you do, you'll find that the two thoughts can't be prevalent in a person's mind at the same time. That's an impossibility. Rabbi Nezal said, "V'lo yashkiach aleihem klal," and the person shouldn't look at these thoughts whatsoever. U'kimoi sheshamati, Rabbi Nezal says, as I once heard a story, Ma'ase be'echad. There was once a story about a person shebishlo she'omad l'spalel, when he used to stand up to daven before Hashem, hoyimizdamein va'omed lefonov b'dimyonoi akum orel. They would come before him and stand before him in his imagination, a guy, a filthy guy, a guy that he knew who was very base, filthy, a drunken type of guy. Whenever he would want to daven to Hashem, the image of this guy would appear to him. This person suffered very much. He felt that he couldn't daven while this image was in front of him. And the more he tried to strengthen himself and to remove this thought, his gabra, all of Yosef, the thought kept becoming stronger and stronger. V'yo'atz le'chacham, and one wise person advised him, shelo yichbas le'it, don't let it bother you whatsoever. V'yamoy to'akum, let the guy stand there. V'afal pikein, ya says, shelo yivyispalel, and you still mind your own business, do what you're doing, daven, and leave the guy alone, period. And by doing that, you'll note that the item will leave your mind by itself. Note, Rabbi Nezal finishes off one final word. This is a temporary bit of advice. We didn't want to present you with a whole big problem and not give you any solution at all, so we've tried in the last paragraph or so to give you a temporary solution, a little inkling as to how to deal with this item. While a person is still in the process of purifying himself, this is the way he should deal with it. However, the main thing for a person to do is to make himself holy and pure. Kanal, as we explained, and he should see to it to go to a Rebbe, to a Chacham, and to allow the Rebbe to give him good, pure advice on anything, on any type of problem that he has, Baruch Nisa B'Gashmias, and that's a person who will be zech to be successful against all of these types of Yetzirah that Rabbi Nezal spoke about in his whole Torah.
Terrific.
I don't have any questions.
So what were the three main things? With first advice to go to a Chacham, that was the main, if a person wants to fight it.
Right.
And then the next thing
is purifying yourself. Purifying. What does that mean?
Yeah.
It means a million different things.
Is that within going to the Chacham?
No. He spoke about it as two separate entities. Number one, going to the Chacham to receive advice from him. It's understood, Rabbi Zal once explained, that just like a mikveh purifies, the act of going to a tzaddik also is part of purification. Rabbi Zal mentioned that the word Yosef is a mikveh. Yosef is the symbol of tzaddik. The word Yosef is Yud Vav, Pa'omim Samach, 16 times 60, is the 960 lugin of a mikveh. So we see that there's no question at all that the fact that the coming to the tzaddik does purify a person. But that's not what he's referring to here. He's referring to three different plans of action. Number one is going to the tzaddik to present to him all of your problems in detail, to tell him exactly what's going on with you, what your problems are, and to let him guide you, to show you how to correct what you did in the past and what to do in the past. Rabbi Nezal says, if a person has bad blood within him, blood that became spoiled, blood that was used for sin, how do you correct it? By using all the blood within you for doing mitzvahs. How? when you daven, your tefillah should be kol atzmai say tamara, to use the blood for that, to daven tefillah b'kayach, whereby you feel every part of your body giving into the tefillah. When you learn, to learn Torah b'kayach, to see, to put every part of your body into mitzvahs, into going to the mikveh specifically, again, put yourself into Kedusha, that's how you'll purify your body and your blood. That's a separate... And by learning and davening, the more a person speaks words of Kedusha, that acts to purify the whole body. That's the second item. The third item, Rabbi Nathan said, you should know that when the thought comes to you, how to deal with it. Don't battle it, don't work against it, ignore it. The only eitzah for dealing with all types of bad thoughts is ignoring it. If you try to get involved in any kind of debate with the thought, then maybe nothing... Nothing. It's usur behechleit. The only eitzah is to ignore it, just to tie your mind back to whatever you're doing at the time, and you'll see that the nature of these things is that it leaves immediately afterwards by itself.
And not being an asus, that's combined with what?
Oh, that's a separate item that Rabbi Nezal said. By the way, warning. One item that helps the satan very much is a sad state of mind. Know that if you want to come close to Hashem, you want to please Hashem, the only way you can go about your avodah and take some type of measure at preventing, making it more difficult for these thoughts to come to you, is to see to it to be in simcha. Because a happy frame of mind is a mind that has the shechina in it. Rabbi Zal once mentioned, the Arizal says in the pasuk Oyer Zaru Al Atzadik, Holy Yishrei Lev Simcha, that the words Lev Simcha are bigamatria shechina, exactly. Which means that a person who is in a happy frame of mind, that person has the shechina within him. If you have the shechina there, these things can come in. If you have Atzlus, the Gemara, and the Gemara says that the shechina does not rest, the Gemara says in a different place that the shechina doesn't rest on a person, Ela mitaych Simcha, Veloy mitaych Atzlus. The Gemara says in Shabbos, if a person has Atzlus, the shechina leaves him. So you see clear proof that that's the story. These items are the opposite of the Shechina. The Shechina is Kedusha, these are Tuma. One of the items that Rabbeinu Zal advises is watch out for Atzvos.
What is the third item? There were three of them.
We said going to the Chacham is one. We said purifying yourself is number two. And number three was the knowing how to deal with the item when it comes, the ignoring it. Ignore it. When the item comes to you, just ignore it.
Or else, as I've heard, have it be reminded to think of something in the Chumash, for example, like the Shema or something like that.
The answer is, even that, if you try to do that, you find that it's difficult at times. Rabbi Nezal says, rather than, no, you don't even need that. It's easier. Rabbi Nezal's making it still easier. If you'll simply think of whatever you're doing at the time, if the thought comes to you during davening, simply go back to your davening. Go back to concentrating on your davening. If you're in the middle of learning, go back to your learning. If you're in the middle of trying to go to sleep, well, simply go to sleep. Stop thinking. Try to clean your mind and just go to sleep. Just try to do, in other words, rather than to go reach out for some certain thing. In other words, I'm in the middle of eating, I should start thinking of Torah. That's a little more difficult. You're in the middle of eating and a bad thought comes into your mind. Concentrate on the tomato. Concentrate on the quality of it. Seriously. Yeah. And that's how you'll see you'll be able to eliminate these things.
Because I know what happened to me, and it hardly happens anymore, is if some of my ones, like one of the things that you mentioned, all of a sudden I trigger myself to think
and it goes out. If a person can do that, it's very good. But I'm making it a little easier in saying that whatever you're doing at the time, just think about that, and you'll see that two thoughts can't ride the same nerve at the same time. This is a one-way street, only one thing goes through at a time.
You mentioned at a time of tzara, when a person's sick and stuff like that, that's when the Yetzirah is discovered.
Right.
Didn't you mention that that's after when a person, say, when he's sick, he's close to Dalam Hava and he has less Taivas at times?
On one hand, he has less Taiva than that. On the other hand, it's also a time when the Yetzirah is Mizkavah, and I'll prove it to you. For example, Rachman al-Islam, the Holocaust, when it took place, that was a tremendous ace sorrow for the people who were involved at the time. You find that at that time, the Yetzirah was Mizkavah against many people to get them to commit all types of sins, such as leaving religion, leaving faith in Hashem, chas v'shalom sins of zinus. You find, if you read newspapers and those things, you find that people generally, when they get depressed, due to a person loses his job, he commits suicide, he commits a sin, he'll go to a place of women, these types of things, all bedafka at a time of tzara. Rabbi Nezal says, therefore, when you find yourself in that predicament, know that there's din around you. Know that alert. It should ring an alarm in your mind, alert, that you gotta really riv yourself up to use more power than you would have used normally to combat the Yetzirah. How? jump into a base medrash to learn, or go davening, go do something that'll fill up your fuel tanks of kedusha.
A couple of things in the Torah itself. When we have to say Al Kain Adarabah, Imrei Tzilu Yetzir Hashem. What's the
answer is, whereas you would have thought, in other words, a lot of times the thought that occurs to a person is that in order to be religious, it takes a very serious mind. There's no room for smiling or being happy. That happiness, in other words, that's the normal way that people think. Therefore, use the word Adarabah, just the second, where is it? If you want to be Yirei Hashem, you have to know not to get sad over this item at all. Your nature would be when you see this item coming to you, you get all sad. Look. In other words, here I thought I'm starting to get somewhere, now this thing is coming, a person gets depressed. Adarabah, be careful not to get depressed, because depression is what's going to hurt you still more. Depression is what opens a wide door open for the Satan to come in and make the thoughts become stronger and cause you chas v'shalom to commit sins. That's, in other words, look at Pshat. Gam atzvus hu mazik ma'oid, al kein adrabah, therefore just the opposite of atzvus. Im roitzel yis rei Hashem as a spal, know not to look at it, don't get sad over it, don't get depressed over it, ignore it. Ignore it, go back to doing what you're doing, don't think about the fact that I just spent 5 minutes thinking about what I wasn't supposed to, just start thinking about what you are supposed to and forget about it, and you'll see that the item will leave you, it won't bother you anymore.
Also, in the beginning, when we started off, Hashmat or whatever the Messiah we had.
Right.
First it said that Kiyeshi Yitzhahara Gadol Kishimaskal Hiskara Hashem Isbara.
Right.
And then right after that it says that Arban says Kiyisrael Hoyu Oz B'mayla Gadola.
Exactly. What is the Maila Gadola of a person's life?
Tchilas HaChassidus.
If you recall, Rav Nosson Zal brings in one place in the Halacha that the Baal Shem Tov said that the highlight of a person's life within religion is the Tchilas HaChassidus, when he first starts coming close to the Rebbe or to Hashem. That's his highest point, usually, in Avedas Hashem. They, at that time, were in this Maila Gedayla, that which is known as Tchilas HaChassidus. They were just starting to come close to a Rebbe Emes, to Moshe Rabbeinu, and to Hashem. That's why he had to warn them at that, in the Tchilas HaChassidus, careful to know, don't go to sleep 4 o'clock in the morning, know to keep the boundaries. You have to set boundaries, because if you're going to try for too much, chas v'shalom, that's also the satan. It's not the Yetzer Tov that's telling you to do too much, it's the satan. That's why we say in the tefillah, if a person concentrates on tefillah, just the shachris, mincha, and maariv that we say every day is like a gemara shir. There's so much learning that you can do there. V'hoser satan milfoneinu u'me'achareinu. Hashem, please remove the satan from in front of me and from behind me. What does that mean? People daven every day, they don't think into what they're saying. Rav Nosson Zal explains, what does that mean? There's two types of yetzaras that a person has to contend with in life. Generally, there's a lot of items that are in front of you that you have to reach out and come close to, and there's an angel that stands and tries to block your path. What are these items? The tzaddik emes, a rebbe, Torah, tefillah, all of these items are there. You have to come to it, and there's a malach that stands in between you and the item, trying to block you from getting that item. For that we say, V'hoser Satan mufaneinu. Hashem, please remove the Satan from before us, the one which is before our face, remove him so that we should be able to come to what we're supposed to come to. Rav Nosson Zal says there's a worse Yetzahara, which is the Yetzahara that stands behind the person and pushes him, tries to get him to go too fast, try to get him to go over the deep end, chas v'shalom, tries to get him to try for too much, to want too much. You have to be careful. You want to get to Eretz Yisrael, you want to get to know how to learn well, these things, know that if you're going to want too much, it can damage you, chas v'shalom. You're supposed to want very much, just enough. What are we saying, that this is such a crazy item? In other words, one drop more, one drop. The answer is most definitely. That's how crazy it is. That's how difficult it is. In other words, it's not bad enough that this religion is so hard, that to get to what you're supposed to get to is so difficult. There's so many obstacles, many is put up in your way to block you. If that weren't bad enough, you have to contend with two angels, one in front of you trying to mess you up, and one behind you trying to push you too far. And the only Eitzah is Hashem v'sakneinu b'Eitzah teva l'fanecha. you guide me, you show me what's too much and what's too little. Because just like a person thinks too much is bad, too little obviously is stupid also. If a person thinks that his amount of learning that he's supposed to do in a day is an hour or two, and really this person could be putting in 4 or 5 hours a day of learning and he doesn't, he should know that he's silly, he's being silly, he's doing the avodah of a two-year-old, not what belongs to him. A lot of times a person does one or two mitzvahs and suddenly he thinks he's the king of the world, he's the greatest guy in the world, he learned today for a whole hour. A person of your caliber could be learning a minimum of six hours, no problem, every single day b'kviyas. And that's why a person has to ask Hashem to guide him, to show him how much is too much, how much is too little, only be zeichet to do just right, exactly what you would want me to be doing.
Is there really such a thing as too much kesifa? 100%.
Rabbeinu Zal says that a person at the time of saying Kriya Shema is supposed to yearn to die al Kiddush Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal warns, be very careful when you do it, because if you do it a drop more than you're supposed to, you can physically bring upon yourself death, and it would be wrong. It's not that you would get credit for Kiddush Hashem. You're being warned that that's not the way to do it here. You're supposed to try to do it almost up to the point, but not to the point where it'll chas v'sham kill you. We had that on the floor.
That's doing something physical.
I'm not talking about taking a knife and sticking it to you. We're saying Shema and concentrating on a person standing with a gun and you're watching the trigger, you know the caliber of the gun and everything, and you're watching exactly that bullet. You hear the explosion of the gun, you're picturing the bullet going into you and everything, and be careful, if you do it too much, you get a sin for it, chas v'sham. You could commit the sin of suicide, chas v'sham. So we're not talking about a physical act with the hands, we're talking about machshava here. Kisufin, thoughts, yearning for Eretz Yisrael, do it. But if you're going to try to keep that thought in your mind 24 hours a day, you're going to lose out, chas v'sham, on davening, on learning, and you're going to dry up in 2 days, 3 days. You're going to forget about Eretz Yisrael, you're going to forget about the whole religion. You're going to, chas v'sham, bring craziness. Yeah.
When you say about that, you're supposed to forget about this thing, that this thought's coming into your head.
Right.
But if a thought comes into your head and then you forget about it, when you have the dvarim again, you have to bring this thought back.
Okay? No, you don't have to bring the thought back. You simply mention I had a bad thought. You don't have to conjure up a picture of the thought, chas v'sham. And that again is totally in the person. You have to mention the sin without bringing it back into your mind, you know, to a degree where it would damage you. You have to mention it just enough to remind you that you have to say you're sorry for doing it, you really hope it'll never happen again, etc., etc., but not enough where it should be a sin, chas v'sham, to picture the wrong item in your mind.
When you go to the Chacham Chaimus, what exactly does he tell you? I mean, like, he's going to tell you specific things for you? I mean, besides the advice that's mentioned here for...
In other words, I'll give you a very clear case where this is found in Shulchan Aruch throughout. There are many cases in Halacha where the Shulchan Aruch says this, go to a rabbi. Hey, idiot, that is the rabbi. In other words, if I wanted to go to a rabbi, I wouldn't be learning Shulchan Aruch. The answer is no, idiot. The Shulchan Aruch leaves certain things out for which you're required to go to a rabbi. And the rabbi will ask you your specific circumstances and all these circumstances around this item, and based on that, he's required to render a decision. We're not writing it here, and whatever he says, you better do. Whether he says something that's too strict for you or too lenient for you, because of exactly what he says. Here, Rabbeinu Zal's talking on an individual, but he's not talking about attending shiurim here. He's talking about going to a Chacham Emes and speaking to him, telling him exactly what's involved, and the Chacham will show him v'yitein loy eitzan achayna al kol davar. The Chacham should give him an eitzah for each and every item that's related to him. That's what he's talking about. We'll hold it here for now. We'll start the next time. Now we're going to go into some shorter Torahs for a while, but there's going to be worlds and worlds of knowledge coming up. Every single Torah is like a whole planet. Hashem.